Good afternoon. A very cold northwesterly breeze has been persistent all day long across interior New York and New England. This in advance of an Arctic high pressure center, which is settling into the region. Temperatures will remain very cold and about 20 degrees below normal today, with highs only reaching on average into the middle and upper 20s. With the wind at times between 10 and 20 miles per hour, wind chill values will be even lower throughout the day despite abundant sunshine. High pressure will track off the eastern seaboard overnight tonight, so while we will start out clear and temperatures will drop back into the single digits and lower teens, clouds will tend to increase during the overnight hours with readings leveling off, and it will be dry overnight into early tomorrow morning. Clouds will tend to increase and thicken during the day tomorrow as the storm works its way up the eastern seaboard, gathering strength. Right now, computer models are forecasting this storm to be well off into the east of Cape Cod, leaving most of interior New York and New England dry through the day tomorrow. There is the chance, with some upper-level energy working its way through, that some light snow showers could dust the ground by the end of the day in parts of the region. The brunt of the storm will hit easternmost New England Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. With the track off the East Coast, the western fringe of the storm will be through central New England and points west into the Hudson Valley. In these locations, we may pick up another coating up to a few inches of snow, especially in central New England, while west of the Hudson River Valley will see little, if any, snowfall. Highs on Tuesday will be in the lower 30s and will go back down into the 20s on Tuesday night. With the storm cranking up east and north of Cape Cod during the day on Wednesday, winds will increase throughout the region and become gusty at times over 30 and even to 40 miles per hour. Any leftover light snow or snow showers will diminish and will have increasing sunshine on Wednesday afternoon, with highs back into the lower to mid-30s. After that, a milder trend with high pressure giving way off the eastern seaboard, a southerly wind flow will develop on Thursday. Morning sunshine will give way to clouds, although it will be dry through the day with highs in the lower 40s. Another system will track through the middle of the country into our north and west through the Great Lakes for the day on Friday. On this track, even milder air will work its way in as skies cloud up during the day on Friday with highs in the lower 50s. With that southerly wind flow, more moisture will be transported into the region as well, and rain will be likely through Friday afternoon and into Friday night. Some of the rain could be heavy at times, depending on the exact track of this next system. Readings will only be in the 40s on Saturday behind this system, with leftover rain showers in the morning giving way to increasing sunshine, but will rebound back up to 50 with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, blizzard watches have been issued for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard for Tuesday evening through Wednesday afternoon. With the strong nor'easter along the coast, heavy snow will be likely through this time frame, with winds gusting from 30 to 40 miles per hour up to 60 miles per hour into the day on Wednesday, producing blowing and drifting snow and visibilities down to 1/4 mile or less. Winter storm watches have also been issued for extreme southeastern Massachusetts for the potential for a significant snow and wind as well during the same time frame. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 below zero at International Falls and Crane Lake, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 30s. Boston, sunny and breezy in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered flurries and snow showers and highs in the middle 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976. And the record low, zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 5 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs near 30. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny and breezy with light snow showers or flurries today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with some light snow developing by late in the afternoon, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Light snow Tuesday night and Wednesday, steadier snow into New England. Wednesday afternoon, increasing sun and windy in the lower to mid-30s. Morning sunshine Thursday, giving way to increasing clouds, lower 40s. A chance of rain Friday, lower 50s. Morning showers giving way to sun Saturday in the mid-40s, and mostly sunny with highs near 50 on Sunday. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.